Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shy-ampa,
folks.
Ooh, snowflakes. Precious, special little snowflakes.
Hey, buddy here. Secret Santas are popping up all over America. Just remember Americanites. I am robot size zero. Buddy out.
She's really pushing. She's really pushing for a gift this year. I don't know what the hell she thinks she's going to get. I mean, the freaking two lithium ion packs we just put in her cost us about $800, for God's sakes, and we still have like 22 payments left. I mean, what the hell? Jesus Christ. Oh, my goodness. I got to find the script. I've lost the script. I am wayward from the script. And that's what happens sometimes on Shy-ampa Radio. If you want to join in on the fun.
Well, I'll say, hey, folks.
Hey, folks.
Hi, it's Joe.
I was going to give out our number just for the beginning because we kind of get lost and we don't give the number out until like the last 10 minutes of the show. So you can call us now.
Don't lose your trajectory.
Give us a call, 813-327-8566. We're not going to pick you up right away, but if you call us right now, you'll get on the line and then we'll get you when we get to you. Hi, everyone. This is Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicago.
Hi, I am your lovable Shy-ampa Radio host, Betty, and you know what? My butthole is buzzing for tonight's cast of episode 69. Oxygen and Jew? From Monday, December 5th, 2016, the Joe and Anthony show does not necessarily reflect the views of this station, owners, or sponsors. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. There's your trigger warning.
No safe space.
With that said, it is time for the fucking weather. First up, we have Anthony and his rosy warm weather forecast, I'm sure. At least compared to this freezing-ass Chicago weather that's already starting to corrode my circuits. But who gives a shit? Walter shits everywhere and he doesn't seem to rest out. Maybe I should start shitting everywhere too. But whatever, on to the weather. Hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampanites?
Alright, thank you, Betty.
Oh shit.
Thank you, Betty.
Boom chakalaka. You are welcome, Anthony. Betty out.
Cue Betty. Thank you. Okay, if she starts shitting on the floor, she's your responsibility. That's all I'm going to say. That's all you. And it's time for the fucking weather. Boom chakalaka. It's time for your Shy-ampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening to us live, it is currently not mostly cloudy and 75 degrees Fahrenheit, 24 degrees for you fucking snowbirds from wherever, with a humidity factor of 82%. So it's getting kind of muggy out, surprisingly. For December in Florida, it's global warming. That's it. It's global warming. We're going to float away next week. The dew point is 69, and surprisingly, the visibility is still 10 miles. You can always see 10 miles. Tonight, Monday, will be mostly cloudy with a low around 72, with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 in the morning, areas of fog after 1 in the morning. Tuesday, we'll see a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms all day. cloudy with a high near 78. Breezy with a south wind of 11 to 16 miles an hour with gusts as high as 23. Overnight, a 30% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with a low around 64 degrees. Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 75. And then partly cloudy with a low around 60 overnight. And that concludes your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. And Joe, how's the weather in blustery Chicago?
Well, hey, Anthony, thanks for asking. And now for your Shyampa Chicago weather from Chicago Midway Airport, International Airport, KMDW. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently 33 degrees Fahrenheit, 1 degree Celsius for you touristy types from anywhere but the United States, with a humidity factor of 37% inside the studio and 85% outside. I will never understand indoor and outdoor humidity.
Well, yeah.
Do you, Anthony?
Yes, I do. Indoor humidity is a lot more controllable than outdoor humidity. I don't know what.
But why is it always drier?
Generally, you're running your heat, which dries out your air. And in the summertime, the air conditioning unit removes humidity from the air as well.
Heat. So humidity. I need to suck in some humidity from the outside.
Or just boil a pot of water. That works. That's what I always used to do in my little upstairs dormer apartment over on Keeler. I would just boil a pot of water. I'd just keep a pot of water on the stove when the humidity was like 2%. It was great.
Huh, I'll have to give that a try, but let's continue on with the weather.
Let's continue.
The dew point is at 29 degrees Fahrenheit, which gives us a wind chill factor of warp 27 degrees Fahrenheit. It's just cold and fast. The wind is out of the south at 6 miles per hour, gusting to 20. And for you pilot types, the visibility is actually 6 miles.
Oh, wow. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Now, tonight, Monday, will be cloudy with a low around 34. It will be gusty. Tuesday will be much of the same as Monday, mostly cloudy with a bit higher temps near 39. It could get real gusty. Wednesday is going to be a stinker cold with temps around 29, and it will be gusty. I hope it doesn't keep people from visiting their favorite places to eat out, wink, wink. And that's your Shyampa Chicago weather.
And where would that favorite place be to eat out, Joe? Take the plug. Take the full damn plug. Just take it all.
It would be Orange Restaurant in Chicago. There's two locations, one in Lincoln Park and one in Roscoe Village. Visit orangerestaurantchicago.com. I'll provide a link in the show notes.
There you go.
And that's your Chicago blah, 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 blah. Are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcaster looking for more exposure? Let us play you. Send an email to playus@shyampa.info or give Betty a call. She's waiting. She's really waiting.
Coffee
at 813-327-8566. She awaits and desires your juicy, juicy details.
And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point Segment A, the TP segment.
So, I see you have some things to talk about here.
Yeah,
the Flag Protection Act of 2005. Yeah.
It gained less traction than I anticipated back when I put this in earlier last week. But we'll kind of brush on it because, you know, we have to have our little political segment from time to time because we just have to.
Yeah.
As I kind of adjust my microphone here.
I mean, as I was telling you before the show, though, it's like, for like the past few days, I've just refused to even like bother looking at the news, or, you know, I kind of listened a little bit to the World Labor Hour on WRUR, which I love them to death. Their show is awesome. Isn't it WRUR?
No. WFRU.
Oh. No.
It's WFRU.
Is it WFRU?
WFRU. Champaign Urbana.
No, it's Radio Free Urbana. It's WRFU.
WRFU. But it's not WLMNOP. Whatever the hell. What were you saying? WRUR?
WRUR is another program that we do. But we'll get to that later. Anyways, I don't really follow much news. It's like I've been trying to just stay away from it. I don't know.
I try to stay away.
Sorry, it was a incoming phone call, and apparently it was...
That's okay.
It was the mother figure calling.
The mother figure.
The mother figure.
She's going to kick you out of the basement. Oh, goodness. So, okay. So, I'm just going to briefly touch on this, and then we're gonna talk about some... This hypothermia thing that we've been trying to make our way through the past few weeks. There was a lot of craziness that went around on the social media interwebs, the intertubes, about Trump making some ridiculous tweet about revoking citizenship and fines or something in regards to desecration of the flag, which, good luck, you know, it's been ruled on many times by many conservative justices that it is protected under freedom of speech. So good luck. And I agree with it. I totally agree with it. The flag is but a piece of fabric. It's not. People did not fight for our right to not burn a flag. People fought for our right to burn that flag if we deemed necessary. Right. People died for the right for us to kneel during the national anthem if we so felt necessary. Our freedom of expression and our freedom of speech in this country is probably one of the utmost important things and one of the very few things we actually have left. We no longer have our right to privacy. The Patriot Act has shit all over that. We no longer have a right to privacy. And we obviously see that, you know, the British won't have a right to privacy soon as well. And even more so than us.
And I think they haven't had the privacy in a long time because they've been under so much surveillance already. Now this is just adding.
It just adds to everything. The coffin. Exactly. Yeah. So back to the original point. Trump went ahead and did this tweet thing, which just pissed a whole bunch of liberals off. And they're, oh my God, how can you do that? It limits free thinking. Think of the children! And it was this whole thing. Yes, exactly. It was this whole thing that they were going through. But I had to bring up a point that, and I kind of trolled it on message boards for a while, and then I just finally gave up because unfortunately some people are just too dense to get it. There is something that was introduced back in 2005 called the Flag Protection Act. Its original sponsor was Robert Bennett. He was a Republican out of Utah. But the interesting part about it is the co-sponsors of the bill. And, you know, Senator Barbara Boxer out of California supported it.
California.
Thomas Carpenter out of Delaware supported it. Mark Pryor out of Arkansas supported it. But there's a very interesting person who supported it and actually was the Keystone supporter and the whip on the bill. And that would have been Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
So as much as people want to bitch and cry about this, your Lord and Savior has tried this before. This is nothing new. Many, many, many have tried to introduce bills like this. If you feel the need to chastise him for this, then you must also turn and take a look at your desired candidate and chastise her as well for it. And
they,
you know,
all need to be chastised.
Exactly. And, you know, and my point is, it's like, I don't consider myself liberal. I consider myself extremely liberal. And I don't really support the Republicans in a lot of ways. And I really, truly don't like Trump. Don't get me wrong. He has yet to make me a fan. Now, he might be one of the greatest presidents we've ever had. We don't know. 4 years is a long time to see what's going to happen. So am I giving him the benefit of the doubt? No, he's the president. It is what it is. So let's see what the fuck happens. You're not going to change.
But they're going to recount everything, Anthony.
Yeah. And so far they've done that and it hasn't done them any good anyway.
Yeah.
And now, and of course, now you want to run, the Electoral College. You want the electors to flip the vote, which is not going to be a wise idea because you're going to get a lot of pissed off people that voted for Trump. I mean, you're going to have 30 million pissed off people that feel that they were railroaded. although it is the electors' right to do so as per the Constitution, which is funny because we also have that spin of where everyone wants to eliminate the Electoral College, but right now we're counting on the Electoral College to do the thing that the Electoral College was originally founded to do, and yet we want to dismantle them.
Right.
It's a bunch of hypocrisy. If you want to dismantle the Electoral College, then you let them vote the way they should vote. If you support it, then you know what? Maybe let them do their job. And then Congress still has to ratify the whole thing. So there's still a long way to go before he actually officially ever becomes president. This could be part of the whole charade that is going on in Washington anyway. Who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows? Maybe they're already planning on overturning. Maybe Congress has decided already that, well, we'll get up to the point where we ratify, but we're going to pick somebody else. Because that is totally possible. So don't get your panties in a wad, everybody. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Please don't. Yeah, but, it's not fun.
But my most important part of this is you must turn and look upon your own self and your own Lord and Savior, who has also supported this type of activity. If you're pissed off at him for it, you must be pissed off at Hillary. You cannot have your cake and eat it too. All right. So do you want to do a hypothermia, or are we going to run into plugs?
Yeah, let's do a hypothermia.
Okay. Did you eliminate the one we already went through? Okay. Okay, yes, the job thing.
Well, no, we're current.
We are current. Okay.
Yes. Sexy.
Let me get some coffee and smoke half a pack of cigarettes, and then I'll have a sexy voice. Extra mentholated.
Yes.
Dear Hypatia, my girlfriend was very unhappy with her last job. So, I understood when she decided she wanted to quit. That was almost 2 months ago. She still hasn't gotten another job, and I'm wondering how much longer we can last on just my income. We have already cut back to just one joint a day. I love her, but I can't go on like this much longer. I need my weed. How can I encourage her to find another job without sounding like I'm being pushy? I love her, and she's so good to me, especially in bed. I don't want to lose her, but we can't get by on just one income. Jake.
Dear Jake, you just sit down with her when you're ready to smoke that joint. Start by telling her how much you love and appreciate her. Show her how your budget works without her working, and explain that you can't get by on just one income. Regardless of how wonderful she is to you, if you keep going like this, a time will come when you'll resent her for not contributing financially and the sacrifices it's causing. She'll feel better about herself if she finds a job that she's comfortable with. Her self-esteem will increase when she's successful at a job and helping to bring income at the bacon to make the relationship work. She needs to realize that if she were alone, she'd have to find a job quickly. Ultimately, I think she will understand. She sounds like the kind of person who would feel guilty living off of you, even if the house is spotless and she has sex with you at least 3 times a day.
All right. Okay.
Well, you know, these things are important. You know, you got to think about the average things. You know, we might think about politics, but these people think about sex.
I think about sex all the time. I also think about plugs.
Yeah.
All right, folks. So we're going to plug it, and then we're going to bump it over into Joe's news. We got some news from Joe. The Bears. All right. Always read these plugs. We would like to thank the World Labor Hour for putting up with us, because I think I give them a lot of feedback on their recordings, probably more so than I need to. So anyway, we want to plug World Labor Hour on WRFU. It is WRFU, right? Yes, Radio Free Urbana. On WRFU, Don DeBar at CPR News, SCATV, Boston Free Radio, Somerville, Massachusetts for Toppers, WGCS New London, New Hampshire Radio Thrift Shop, and Kevin McLeod of Incomitech.com. Did you want to run a few through the other ones?
No, because I'm trying to find where my news script is.
Uh-oh. So should I not start the news card? All right, so...
No, you can start the news card. I think we're fine now.
All right, hold on.
And now for the news.
Well, hey, folks, this is Joe, and I've got some interesting news for you tonight.
We got more Christmas music.
This, you know, we're going to file this next one under You Never Know What You're Going to Get. And, you know, I wanted to make mention of the writer that I get for all these news stories. It's Ben Hooper. He's such an excellent person. He writes all these wonderful news stories for us that we report on this very station.
Did you? I feel a bromance brewing here.
Yes. this is out of Las Vegas. I just, yes, I'm so crazy. A Las Vegas man said he decided to take action after numerous packages were stolen from his neighborhood in the area around Jones and Sahara. You see, Eric's neighborhood has been repeatedly targeted by police package thieves. It's just gotten to the point it's getting worse, Eric told KSNV-TV. We decided to put out the bait package and trick a pair of men into taking a bait package filled with dog poop. The package, stuffed with reprocessed dog chow, super poop-de-loop, from the rear end of Eric's 95-pound German Shepherd, Heidi, was snatched from his porch. Security camera footage shows two men in a green car pulled up Saturday afternoon, and they made off with the box filled with a smelly surprise. I thought it was hilarious, a neighbor laughed. Hopefully, these people will realize that we're tired of them. Another possibility is that they will... Oh, wait, never mind. Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
Maybe they'll set the box on fire and put it on the front porch.
Ooh.
There you go. That's a way to get back.
Yeah. See, this could escalate into a really nasty war. Mm-hmm. I see itemized. I see dedicated poop trucks becoming part of the norm. And, you know, poop sprayed everywhere is just not good.
No, not at all. So let's move on.
So take heed, homeowners. If you're targeted by package thieves, then put out such bait packages filled with unpleasant items, including dog poop and used kitty litter. Think of it as an extension to recycling. Have a great day.
As long as they don't just set it on fire on your front porch. All right.
Moving along. So, Anthony, what's the most expensive hotel stay you've ever had?
I think like $500 and some odd a night. Wow. Are we talking per night, or are we talking like over the course of a weekend?
Per night,
about $500. It was a one-off type of thing, so it was not a very frequent thing, but it was about $500.
Yeah, you know, because and you might want to stay in a really exotic place that, you know, has really cool accoutrements, you know, but $500,000, $500,000, was awarded to a man that was accidentally locked in a cell for 32 hours at the Cook County Jail. Yeah.
Wow, that region just likes to pay out settlements, don't they? I should move back.
Yes, they do.
I can survive on settlements.
Yeah, get locked in the Cook County Jail. Yeah,
sure, why not?
Ferret says he tried his best to get guards to notice him behind a heavy steel door. I see the camera up there, so I figure I get into a little trouble. I start waving my hand, kicking on the door, making noise. Well, the concrete cell concealed his cries. The cameras don't work. And Polk was just accidentally locked in an 8-foot by 8-foot cell at Cook County Jail a year and a half ago for 32 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, they were like, they just sent me down the hall by myself and told me to go into the room. You know, because he was like a visitor, I guess, or something.
Okay.
When the door shut, he couldn't get out. It was automatic lock.
Ah, nice.
Now, he had gone to visit his son, and unfortunately, that part never happened. This dude later learned guards thought he left, even though he had never checked out. Because you have to check in, you have to check out.
It's like Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
He finally broke a fire sprinkler and flooded the cell.
It took him 32 hours to figure that out?
Yeah. Well, there's no cameras, so nobody was watching it. Nobody gave a shit.
Well, I know, but I think after like a couple of hours in there, I would have like, that would have been my first thing to do.
Well, the Cook County Sheriff's Department said it regrets the incident occurred. As we said, at the time of this very unfortunate incident, we are so very grateful Mr. Polk was found safely. We are pleased that this matter has been resolved. Yeah, a $500,000 resolution. That's eating away at my taxes. But anyways, Polk says he talked with CBS2 and hopes jailers will ensure something like that never happens again. You've got to make sure when you are running an entity like a jail that it's safe, not just for the people that are in that jail, but for the people who are coming to visit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? That's crazy.
It is crazy. Wow. $500,000. Yeah, I should go back to Chicago and make a living on settlements.
Yeah, right.
Don't lose your trajectory, Joe.
I forgot to change the banter on this one. This was a cute little story, and there's a picture involved if you click on the link.
Okay.
This is out of Austin, Texas. A daredevil lizard was filmed clinging to a driver's windshield and managed not to fly off when the vehicle went over 80 miles per hour on a Texas highway.
Huh. Yeah, they're pretty good with that.
A video posted to YouTube. Yeah, well, at 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, I've driven them with my windshield before. They got sticky feet. They'll hang on for dear life, yeah. I finally knocked it off with the windshield wipers. Started raining. Well, it started raining. I couldn't drive without my windshield wipers. I had to turn them on, and he just kind of bloop, flew off. But, yeah, no, they do pretty good. They do pretty good. So, anyway, go on. I've never thought to video it. I should do that next time I see it happen.
Well, yeah, it was posted to YouTube by a user, Medvedi Petrovici, shows the determined lizard clinging to the car's windshield as it travels at high speeds on a highway in Austin. You know, my friend was driving 80 to 90 miles an hour, and this lizard was a real trooper, the uploader wrote in the video's description. The uploader said on Reddit that the story had a happy ending for the lizard when the car got off on the next exit and the small creature left its perch. That's happy.
Well, like better than the way mine turned out.
Well, who knows? Maybe yours found a new land to play in.
This is true. This is true. It may very well have survived, you know. They're pretty good with that. They're pretty good with that.
Right.
So did we want to go through some plugs? Do we want to talk about some of your stories?
Yeah, let's do some plugs. All
right, let me get some plug music here.
And that's it for me, Anthony. Back to you with some plug information.
All right, some plug information. Because, yeah, we don't do a Betty, do we? No, we don't. Okay. So,
no.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this unique on-air Smells Like an E and, yes, hyper-looped streaming galactical experience? Visit Cheyamba.net. How'd that R get in there? Did you leave a rant an errant R in here?
Oh, shit.
Well, visit Cheyamba.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We're going to do some plugs first, and then we'll take a four-minute break. So we got about 40 seconds of plugs. So why don't you go ahead and get us done with some plugs, Joe?
So let's see. Where did we leave off?
A 9/11 wake-up call.
Yes. We also do this wonderful program called Radio Curious, which I think I listened to today.
Yes.
And it did some really crazy things. But then we had the Global Research Hour and then Quality Radio Productions with Upstate Theater, Global Village, and Lake Air. And then
Quality
the ever-present
Radio
Earshot 20. Yes,
Quality.
With College Radio hits. And then Tuck Radio, which I've never really heard. Radio Curious, which is a repeat of what I mentioned above.
Oh, we
Building
that.
Bridges.
It's gone.
World Beat Canada, Sunrise Ocean Bender, which I love that show. Sunrise Ocean Bender is very calm and chilling. And the Happy Station Show, which is a shortwave radio station show, which is really interesting.
Awesome.
And that's pretty cool.
Sweet. That's our plugs. We ran out of background music. I think I have the commercial cart loaded up here somewhere, folks. If you're sitting around listening to us, give us a call. You can call us during the break. 813-327-8566. We will be back in about 4 minutes.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Say you got a case of the ordinary blues. Well, the doctor's in and he's got good news. He's got the relief you've been looking for. Dr. Pepper has got your cure. Just what the doctor ordered.
Dr. Pepper.
That special taste of originality.
Dr. Pepper.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Dr. Pepper.
For your pepper personality. Woo! Yeah!
Class? What animal do you think of when I say honey?
Frogs.
Frogs.
Because now I make honey smacks.
Diggum makes them honey smacking good.
You know a lot about honey, Diggum. What kind of grades did you get?
Bees.
Kellogg's honey smacks.
Part of this good-for-you breakfast.
Now you can enjoy a scrump delicious Dairy Queen sundae free. Medium size in your favorite yummy flavor. The free coupons on specially marked packages of honey smacks.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Some ass kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. But first, I want to tell you that today is National Sacre Tort Day. What the fuck is a sacre tort?
Well, Betty, the sacre tort is created with apricot jam between layers of rich chocolate sponge cake and topped with a layer of chocolate icing. The original recipe is a secret, protected today and served exclusively by the Sacher Hotels in Vienna and Salzburg. Back to you, Betty.
Well, gee, thanks for interrupting me, Joe, with that useless knowledge. Anyway, know this I like. Today is also bathtub party day, woohoo, and International Ninja Day. Now, Joe, you go slink like a ninja and go take a bath, cause you be stinky lately. We will have a party later, and the rest of you go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Patty.
You got it, Anthony.
She's always so polite.
Mm-hmm.
Said no one. it's a game.
So what kind of news you got for us tonight? Oh.
First, I gotta find it. We're a little disoriented. We're always disoriented. All right.
We need more oxygen.
Yes, we do, probably. All right. So the weather has been a bit chilly lately, so there's a slowdown in the Florida nakedness department. However, snowbird season has begun. I know. Snowbird season has begun, so I will bring you the old people behaving badly report, at least until the nakedness stories start back up again. So
old people behaving badly.
Yes, our first old people behaving badly story and our fourth story of the night comes from WKMG News Channel 6 out of Orlando, getting results, and tells us about a man with a car, an oxygen concentrator, a first-class stamp letter, and a dream. Lawrence, a 74-year-old South Florida man, was turning into the parking lot of a post office in Lake Park when his path to the postal bliss was interrupted by a tow truck.
Postal bliss.
You know, I need to access the database.
Postal Bliss is a feature that I find at FedEx only.
Do you find Postal Bliss often at FedEx?
I do, because they're efficient at what they do.
They are. I agree. Other carriers are such a pain.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now that I've accessed the database and have settled in, becoming irritated by the fact that he was in a hurry to go nowhere fast, Lawrence yelled at the tow truck driver to move out of the way. However, the tow truck was busy trying to tow a car. So after the driver didn't move, or the tow truck didn't move, Lawrence got out of his car, got into the tow truck, and pulled the key out of the ignition. This prompted the tow truck driver to do the same to Lawrence's car. Lawrence did not like the game of tit for tat that the tow truck driver was playing, so he took off his oxygen concentrator and began beating the tow truck driver about the head and the face with it.
Deadly weapon.
This tomfuckery continued until the police were contacted. Deputies said the driver had two small cuts on his head and his nose, and Lawrence was booked in the county jail on charge of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. And that's all we know. Yes, that's all we know for now. But that's enough. That's enough of old people behaving badly.
Wow. You know, those old people in Florida, man, you tell me some awesome stories about how crazy they get down there.
They can be pretty grumpy down here. They can do some crazy ass things.
What is that? I thought you're supposed to be pleasant and
relaxed. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sure there are some pleasant and relaxed retired old people. But it seems like the newest concentration of old people seem to be very rude, very self-centered, and very narcissistic. So, just like this, you couldn't wait for the tow truck driver to move. Clearly, he's trying to tow a car. You're just going to have to wait or turn around and leave the post office and come back later. But instead, you decide to make a spectacle of yourself. Then you think you actually have the right to enter this man's vehicle, his property, and take his keys out of his ignition. If you want the motherfucker to move, why the hell did you turn the damn truck off? Seriously. Yeah, what's your question?
How is it that a person that's on oxygen has the energy to actually lift the oxygen thing and whip it at somebody?
No, oxygen concentrators are really small now.
Oh.
Yeah, they're actually pretty small now. They're lightweight. They're like only a couple of pounds. They're like maybe 5 pounds.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, they're nothing like the oxygen concentrator of years past.
Where they wheeled around a big tank of oxygen and...
Yeah, pretty much. Now you carry it like a purse or a merce.
Well,
yeah, exactly. So, enough about old people. Well, hold on. I got behind someone from Ohio today. I need this one.
Crazy Ohio drivers. And if you got any kind of commentary, give us a call at 813-327-8566. You are listening to the Cheyenne Radio.
Phone's ringing off the hook. If you call, we'll ring off the hook. They don't ring off the hook if you don't call. But I know a lot of you listen to the recast, so I'm not going to be bitchy too much. But once in a while, listen live, you know. You can make it even more entertaining if you call in. Trust me. Because, you know, between the two of us, and if you're a little fucked up too, then you know what? We'll talk the whole hour. It don't fucking matter. So anyway. Yeah. So.
We'll make it a whole show of conversation and witty banter.
And commentary and witty banter. And
yes.
Meow.
And that.
Meow.
All right. So, in the not-so-distant past, America was talking about grabbing pussies and how awful it was. Well, the Tampa Bay Times tells us of about a man who decided to pet the pussy instead. The end result was about the same. A woman was asleep at her home in South Acres when she awoke to find Jasper, 24, standing at the foot of her bed. She screamed at him to get out of her house, but before he left, he crouched down and pet her cat. Jasper was arrested on charges of burglary of an occupied dwelling and resisting arrest without violence. St. Petersburg police said they identified Jasper using evidence found at the scene and arrested him on Wednesday. Jasper is being held at Pinellas County Jail in lieu of $20,500 bail. Yes, that's quite the price tag. You can buy a new car for that. Okay, jeez. You can buy a new to you car for that. police said he did not harm the woman and left the house when he was asked to leave.
And no cats were harmed in this story, as we could tell.
The pussies, just the pussies were petted. That's all that happened. All right, so let's move on. How much time do we have till we go to plethora? Okay, we can do that. 2 minutes. And don't worry. Here we go. I got to do it. And I won't pet the pussy. There's a tag. All right, moving on. It seems that everyone wants to get political these days. WKMG News Channel 6 of Orlando tells us of yet another person putting politics where it probably shouldn't be. Last Tuesday night, a mother brought her two children to see Santa Claus at the Seminole Town Center in Sanford, Florida. Her 10-year-old daughter told Santa what she wanted for Christmas, and he told her that she was on his nice list. However, before letting the 10-year-old girl go, Santa asked her, "Do you know who's on my naughty list? Hillary Clinton." The girl's mother went apeshit. So the girl's mother called management, and a representative told News Channel 6 that mall officials called the company that hired Santa. I guess even Santa is third-party contractor now. The management company apologized to the girl's family and informed the mother that Santa in question was sent to counseling and human resources.
Oh,
that's kind of a scary thought. What exactly is counseling and human resources?
Santa training.
Santa is now Soylent Green. News Channel 6 found a replacement Santa waving to shoppers and waiting for someone to tell him what they wanted for Christmas on Wednesday night. Probably wasn't a black Santa, though. Whew, I saw that one. That was just insanity.
I heard about that. It's
isn't
like,
it sad?
People.
I mean, people just need to grow the fuck up. So, black Santa. Jesus was a Jew. Jesus was Middle Eastern, for God's sakes. If you believe the fairy tales, Jesus was Middle Eastern.
Listen, comment sections on news stories are either entertainment or reason enough to turn off social media, period.
Oh, no, totally. I usually go for it as entertainment because usually I'm in a crabby mood and I do it when I'm at work. Yeah. So it's a way for me to get out my aggressions. So News Channel 6 and ClickOrlando.com wants us to stay tuned for riveting updates to this news story that has already gotten more traction than it really deserves. And that
is, okay,
you can stay tuned. That is your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air, spelled with an E, experience? Are you a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or another attention kind of seeking whore looking for more exposure? Well, then visit www.shyamba.info to find out how. And now, hold on to your devices and grab your bongs, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start labbering on about this or that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Betty. I kind of like this leading track better than the other one. This one's a little more fun.
I am so stressed out.
Oh, God, Betty, I know. You're always so stressed out. Betty's always stressed out. She's always stressed out. She smokes too much damn weed.
Holiday party.
So you guys had a holiday party?
Mm-hmm. The lights that you see behind me today at the studios here in Chicago.
That blinky blinky light.
Those featured heavily.
Okay, well, that's good. I thought I was having a stroke, so I'm much happier now knowing that those that my cholesterol has not induced a stroke into my head. I'm very happy to realize that. Yeah.
But that's still telling, though, that if you were having a stroke and just seeing those colors, how ordered your brain is.
I don't necessarily want to know what happens during such an event, but yeah. So anywho, so you had this lovely holiday party, and I know you told me about it, and it was fantastic, and everyone had fun, so that's good.
Yeah,
I think my work, my job, my employment, or my place of torture is doing a holiday party this Saturday, but I'm not interested in going. I'm not the let's be social outside of the office kind of guy. The office stays at the office. It's like
at
Vegas.
The office.
Yep. It's like Vegas. I don't form close personal relationships with coworkers because that's when shit gets ugly. And I refuse to do that. I'll befriend you. I'll be friendly with you. But I'm not going to hang out with you after work. It's just not. I'm sorry.
Totally,
it's just not going to happen. So anyway, so now you have a remote control penis. Is that not correct?
Wait, remote control what?
A remote control penis. Isn't that what you texted me earlier today? Wait, what did you say? Hold on. Let me go to WhatsApp. Joe and Anthony of Cheyampa Radio prefer to use WhatsApp for their communication needs. They enjoy the end-to-end encryption. And the interesting... Oh.
Which is important in these times.
Oh, here we go. I'm sorry. Here we go. Okay. From the Book of Joe. Quote. And I know you were voice dictating, which makes it even funnier. Quote. Freaky, my balls, just a damn that I didn't ask until and or not. Or and nor did I have a timer set. Thank you for sharing, Joe, with your freaky balls.
Hey, you know, but what the remote control refers to is two lovely apps. One works over Bluetooth and controls a couple of bulbs. And the other works over Wi-Fi and is connected to my thermostat.
I see. That's so quite exciting.
I can control my thermostat from my phone or my tablet or any Android device.
That's quite exciting.
Yep, and it makes life much more comfortable because that's all I am right now looking towards making my life as comfortable as possible where I'm at.
Okay, hey, you know what? It's important to be comfortable. And if you like to be comfortable, you can call us at 813-327-8566 and talk to us about your safe space and comfortable spaces or whatever the hell you want to talk about. Who the fuck cares?
If you were in Chicago, Did you do some dibs on your parking spaces? Give us a call about that, too.
What is your take on dibs?
You know what? My take on dibs is it's... I know my parents did it as when I was a kid, and, you know, yeah, you dig out the space. It's like you took that time and effort. If everybody did that, it would be great, but they don't. Yeah.
See, I grew up in a house with a driveway and a garage, so street parking didn't happen that frequently in my neighborhood.
Garages were rare on the north side where
we
were at.
Yeah, I was the southwest side. I was in the 50s.
They weren't necessarily rare. They were just not. There wasn't enough spaces in the back for the density of what you had in front.
This
so you may have
true,
had
yes.
16 units, but only enough spaces for maybe 8 cars.
That makes sense.
You know, buses were still prevalent, so you did have a somewhat decent public transit system, so that could explain part of that.
Uh-huh.
But then you also had to deal with street parking, and it was just a pain in the fucking ass. And street parking now is still a pain in the fucking ass.
Oh, yeah, I imagine.
That's, you know, all I have to take a moment to say that people rely on cars in the city too much, and that's all I'm going to say.
You don't want to say more?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's like, come on, folks. You know what? We've got a wonderful public transit system. If you took the time to use an app to, like, plan out your travel, look at your times, notice your bus stop, you know, you wouldn't have to stand and wait in the cold. You can plan your life around getting to where you need to be. But, you know, the convenience factor of a car, getting from point to point, being warm, you know, being warm is such an important need and desire, and I get it. But I've also been a person that's practically used public transit all my life, so for me it's natural.
And when I lived on the north side, the car was inconvenient. It was inconvenient to use the car on the north side. When I lived on the southwest when I lived on the southwest side, it wasn't a problem because everything had parking lots, or there was ample parking, street parking, what have you. But no, on the north side, no, it stayed in the garage most of the time.
Exactly.
Which is fine.
You know, you took it on occasions where you needed to travel.
The grocery store.
Out of the city.
Always the grocery store. Because I hated carrying my groceries around on the bus. All right, so on to the next part of Chicago winters.
What do you mean the next part? Oh, the Chicago snow?
No, we did that.
The fact that
Chris
Kringle got our first measurable snow.
There you go. Yeah, tell me about it.
It was, I think, like 4 inches. It was just a lot of wet slush and a lot of slow traffic and a lot of people freaking out. And it was a mess.
Sounds
like it.
It was.
But the city did. I did see the city with their salt trucks. They were out in force. So, but the next day, it all melted away. There was, like, very little evidence of it.
Snow. Can change an election.
Snowpocalypse.
Yeah.
It was a snowpocalypse for some people.
Sounds like it, yeah.
It was a red alert for... It was almost breaking news because it just wouldn't stop snowing.
But it's Chicago.
And I took a picture. Well, I remember sending you a message on WhatsApp, which is our favorite end-to-end encryption app.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
You know, I was like, hey, Anthony, it's snowing. And you're like, no, it's not. I'm like... Yes, it is.
Well, that's why I sent you a picture of my backyard, because it was 78
warm,
degrees
rosy,
and
gorgeous. Yeah.
So, So you have one other thing, the Chris Kringle Market. We'll do mine next time.
Oh, yes. Very delicious bratwursts with apple cider, all kinds of little gifts and knickknacks and crazy German things and popcorn and... There's like people lined up to get into ornament stores. I'm like, really?
Hey,
seriously?
You know,
but it's Chris Kringle. It's Christmas. The whole market thing is going on for a few weeks. If you're in Chicago, it is worth it. It is nice. I did get a mug.
I've never
which
gone.
I will show you later.
I need to go.
Because I don't have it here right now. But it's a nice little Santa mug, and I got like some hot chocolate, and it was. You know, it was cold out, so it was perfect for it. And, the thing about that is it's, like, all white people.
What the hell does that mean?
That means there was not a black person to be seen.
Wow.
In this entire Chris Kringle thing. And
it was very very Aryan, I take it.
It was extremely Aryan.
Wow. It is a very segregated, divided city right now. It's a very segregated city. It's a very divided city.
So now we're getting close to those ugly lights.
It's a shame. No, the ugly lights, they've turned on. My date is already run out of the room. My date ran out screaming.
I want to hear about this public cart service thing real quick.
No, we can't. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Okay, fine. All right, so Publix,
the show wrap-up part.
We'll do everything. Don't worry. All right, we'll just talk fast. All right, so Publix has this service to where they'll take your grocery cart out to your car and load your card for you, which is fantastic if you're elderly or disabled or something. But what I've been noticing more and more frequently, totally able-bodied people are having other people push their shopping cart and then load their trunk. And you can't tip them. They will not accept tips. So... Yeah, exactly. So, like this woman today, when I stopped by Publix, she obviously ran marathons. She had a shirt on that sponsored a marathon. She was very fit. She was very fit. She was probably in her late 30s, maybe early 40s. Perfect shape. Absolutely perfect shape. And then I do my shopping, and then I go to my car, and I'm leaving the parking lot, and there she is. The bagger is pushing her cart for her to go load her groceries in her car. How fucking lazy have we gotten? So anyway, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and the custodial staff are really giving me leaving looks to the window right now. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening to our recast on your favorite device, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Yes, thank you everyone for tuning in. No matter you, I invite you to check out Weekend with Joe, where I play all kinds of content. Then on Saturdays, join us for Headphone Meditations with John DeBose, 10 a.m. Eastern on Saturday and Sunday, and then again on Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
That's right, Joe. Don't forget to make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated host, Betty. She has awesome programming from archive.org and radio4all.net, and a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. We also have Shortwave Report from Out Far Press by Dan Roberts. Monday mornings, right after Rush Hour, Shortwave Report gives you different viewpoints of global news. Then later on, we have CPR News Radio Thrift Shop at noon, and then all this great programming from radio4all.net and archive.org. Joe, what do you say?
Wow, programming. We can't go without plugging our own stuff. Please visit us at www.shyampa.info for our broadcast schedule and more. And follow us on Twitter at Shyampa Radio and keep us on your Facebook radar, where you can find us at Shyampa Radio, all one word.
Shyampa, Chiampa.
Do we still have to register?
Wow.
We did it, folks. We did episode 69.
Episode 69. Oh, you know what? And I could have made that. I could have been really. I could have. God damn it! I didn't realize it was episode 69.
Yeah.
I could have added some sexy banter in there. Well, you know what? I'm fat, 40, and balding, so that's about what you get. So thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday, I think. Check out our blog at www.shyampa.info. And remember, folks, when you can't ipsum or lorem or delightnum, you can always knock them in the head with an infinitarium or an oxygen concentrator. Have a good night, a good week, and my mouth's going to fall off. And stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a Q.
Good night with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa. Radio.